the activity of my land. Yes. Thank you for the love of Jesus that's shared in my heart. Thank you, Lord, for the very food that we eat.
Yes.
For the breath that we breathe.
Yes.
Mm. The praise singing song, the song that all of my worship and all of my praise flow to you.
Hallelujah.
Isn't that something, that our worship and praise flow upwards?
Yes.
Most things flow downwards. But our worship and our praise flows up to God.
Amen.
And he hears us. He answers us. He's concerned about us.
Yes.
We are blessed beyond measure. We ought to give the Lord a hand praise. Amen. Right. You know, it's time today, I just could barely contain myself. The Spirit of the Lord is in this place. Because the people of the Lord is in this place. God has placed a stamp of approval upon his people who love him. He's concerned about us. Peter said, cast all of your cares upon him, because he cares for us.
Yes.
He cares for us in on a continual basis.
Yes.
It's a continual care that he has for us. And I want to always remember that regardless of what I'm going through, God cares for me.
Amen.
He cares about me. He cares about the things that I care about.
Amen.
Because that's what he has placed within our heart. And he has given us a ministry of reconciliation. He's given us a ministry of intercession, that we intercede for one another. We pray for those that are going through, those that are in need, and knowing that God hears and he answers prayer. So I'm just grateful for being in the house of the Lord today. Listen, I sure missed the Saints on last Sunday. You know, Sandy and Camille was out of town. I was headed to pick them up at the airport at 1 o'clock, and I stopped at a Friends Church over in Los Angeles, but you know, all the while I'm sitting there, and I'm saying, I sure wish I was at home. Praise the Lord. So we just thank the Lord.
Amen.
We miss all of the saints. It's just a blessing. Nothing like the family of God.
Amen.
You know, and I thank God that the family of God is bigger than 3 B's. You know, God has people everywhere.
Yeah.
All across this globe that are trusting him, that is calling upon his name in these times that we're living in. We're living in crucial times.
Yes.
The subject today is understanding the times. You know, we're living in some very interesting times. There's a lot going on in these times that we're living in. We want to look at Matthew chapter 24. Verse 3 through 14, we'll pick it up there. You know, I'm here, thank God for Sister Dolores. She was praying this morning. She didn't know who was going to be sharing today, because it's Pastor Ralph's turn to share. And our brother and friend and pastor, he texted this morning early. His spirit was willing, but his flesh was weak. And he just couldn't make it. And so we, as a body of believers, we're continuing to lift up Pastor Ralph, praying that God would work a miracle in his life. I don't rule God out. There is nothing too hard for God. There's nothing that our Lord cannot do. Amen? And so we're standing in the gap. We're standing in the proxy for our brother, in the proxy for our brother, knowing and believing that God is blessing him. Even now as we speak, that God is touching his body and removing the pain and encouraging his heart and allowing him to continue to do what's on his heart to do, and that is to bless the people of God. So it is an honor and a privilege for me to stand up today in my brother's stead. You know, we call each other number three. We say that God is first and our wives are second, and Brother Ralph for me is number three, and for him, I'm number three for him. So we got a bond, and so I praise God for my brother. So we're standing in his stead today, knowing that God is able. Understanding the times. I'm not talking about when it's time to eat, time to go to bed, you know, time to go to work, you know, understanding the time, because those times we understand very well. I don't know about you, but when I get hungry, my chest hurts. Ever since I was a little kid, my mother, they didn't believe me at first. I said, Mama, my chest is hurting. It's time to eat. You know, they even took me to the doctor, you know. And still to this day, Sandy is using it, she'd be a witness. When he gets it, with my chest hurts, it's time to eat. So I understand very well what that time is. Whether it's morning, noon, or night, or midnight child, it's time to eat. So, but we're not talking about those kind of times. Even Jeremiah in Ecclesiastes said in Ecclesiastes 3, he talked about there's a time and a season for everything under the sun. Time to be born, a time to die, you know, time to cry, a time to laugh. You know, he went all through the whole gamut of cycles of life. See, but Jesus has set some things in order, and he set some times and some seasons. And so we bless God, and we want to understand the times that we're living in. We're living in times we haven't seen before. Let me show you what the first, let me just say this. I was looking up this word times. Before we get into the first reference scripture, then we'll get into the word. I went to Webster to see, well, actually, I went to the interlinear Greek to see what the Greek word for times is. And let me read this one passage. I'll get back to that. In 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 1 and 2, Paul says, but concerning the times and the seasons, brethren, saints, men, women, boys, girls, those who love Jesus, but concerning the times and the season, brethren, you have no need that I should write to you. He said, for you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. Do we understand that today? Are we living in great anticipation of the Lord's return today? Where is our focus at today? Are we earthbound or are we heavenbound? Do we understand that there's some things that God has set in place that has to take place prior to him coming back? Are we looking for Jesus to come? Are we saying in our heart, even so, come, Lord Jesus? Amen. We get sidetracked with so many things today. You know, if you let the news media tell it, you know, no telling what you might get. But I want to go to that newsletter that have that newsroom that have 66 books in it. From Genesis to Revelation, that tells us, and God gives us glimpses from the Old Testament to the New and to Revelation, what his times and seasons are, that we can prepare ourselves to meet the Lord. Do you know we're not going to live forever? I hate to give y'all a newsflash like that, but you know we're not going to be here forever. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to go somewhere.
That's right.
We're going to have to leave this place. And, you know, it kind of hit me the other day when, you know, I think about so oftentimes the funerals that we attend. You know, I say, God, you're even gracious in this. Mm-hmm. Because you're preparing me for the inevitable.
Right.
That it won't be just such a shock. Mm-hmm. Because at some point we have to go that way. And so heaven is a prepared place for prepared people. And so we need to keep it real. If we want to be able to do the will of God, we need to keep it real. We need to understand who we are, whose we are, who he is, and what his plan is for our lives. God did not save us just so we could just go to heaven and that's it. He saved us for a purpose to bring glory and honor to his name. That we can be witnesses to a dark and dying world. We need to understand the times that we're living in. The time, the definition in the Greek for times is chronos. It's the same as chronology. You know, some of us may have chronographic watches, which I've never learned even how to read. I had it, had all the numbers around it and the dials in it. Oh, yeah. All I knew was 8 o'clock. I didn't know what all that other stuff meant on it. But somebody with the knowledge of it know what it means. So the term means the science that deals with measuring time by regular divisions and that assigns to events their proper dates. So that's the things that the angels in heaven don't know. Jesus himself, he said, I don't know the day nor, but we know this, it's coming. We know, do we know the Lord is coming back?
Yes.
See, and so these scriptures today, I want to just run through about three or four passages here because I'm really concerned about the church today.
Mm-hmm.
And not just 3Ps, but the church in general. We're living in a time where people within the church, within the body of Christ, are at odds with each other over the political climate of the nation. I mean, where saints are going at one another. But our faith should be in God. Our trust should be in the Lord of the universe. It should be nothing in our heart but praises for the Lord.
Amen.
There's some stuff we can't do nothing about. But we know the one who can do something about anything.
That's right.
And so do we understand the times that we're living in? I'm going to start reading in Matthew 24. Because sometimes, Elder Joe, we need to revisit. We need to look at some of the things that the Lord has said to us that we can put it in perspective and govern ourselves accordingly. You know, back in the day, I guess in the roaring 20s and 30s and 40s, and some of them maybe going up to 50s, remember, in the newspaper, that was the headline. It would say, extra, extra, read all about it. Somebody going up and down the street, extra, extra, read all about it. The war is over, you know, the depression, whatever it may be. It was out there so people would know what's happening. Jesus said, I don't need a big billboard, but I left my word for your own record. That you'll know that it's time to understand extra, extra. Read all about it. Jesus had just shared with them as he's headed to the cross. Jesus knew that his time was at hand. What his Father had purposed with for him before the foundation of the earth, it was time for that to come down. It was time for Jesus to die for the sins of the world. As he was making his way to Jerusalem, as he was ministering and healing and delivering on his way. I missed Power Hour on last Sunday when they were talking about Zacchaeus, Pastor Doc. And it's something that stuck out. I was just reading that and wishing I was at home church. And so Jesus, again, he was on his way to Jerusalem to die. Here's a man with all of his background and who he is as a tax collector. He just wanted to see Jesus.
That's it.
That's all. He just wanted to see Jesus. He wasn't looking for salvation. He wasn't looking for I just want to see Jesus. He was so short, he had to climb up in a tree to see Jesus. But here's what got me. Jesus got to the tree and looked up. He said, Zacchaeus, come down. For today I must abide in your house. Zacchaeus may have never gone to a synagogue. He may never been witnessed to by those who were of the faith because of who he was. But Jesus said, I must abide in your house today.
Mm-hmm.
And the man repented the best way he know how.
Yes.
When he had an encounter with Jesus, he said, a half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I'm taking anything from anybody by false accusation, I'm going to restore it fourfold. He wasn't saying an if like just in case. He knew how he had ripped people off, but something had changed on the inside. God has started change. As Brother Chucky was teaching this morning, the lesson was following Jesus, called to follow. Well, it don't mean start to follow this day and stop following tomorrow. We're to follow Jesus all the days of our life when we come to know him. Every day should be just a closer walk with Jesus. So there's some things in the Bible that really seem as though they were written yesterday when we think about and we consider the times when we understand the time we're living in. So in Matthew 24, the third verse, after Jesus had said, they said, you see this temple? He said, yeah, all that stuff will be tore down. 3 days I'll build it up. They're like, whoa, talking about this restored temple. It don't have the pomp and splendor of the previous one, but this is it. Jesus said, I got some times that y'all don't know about. So he said, now as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately saying, tell us, when will these things be, and what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age? Do we ever ask those questions to God or to ourselves or to our neighbors or to our friends or pastors or whoever? You know, what does it all mean? When is this going to take place? You know, all down through the Old Testament, Isaiah, Zechariah, different ones, they talked about the day of the Lord. Talked about that it's going to be a culmination of time. You know, we need to understand the times we're living in. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed, I love this. He said, take heed that no one deceive you. That's the first thing. Be careful. Be on watch, saints, that nobody deceive you. We need to be in have the word of God ingrained down, it downloaded down into our spirit, that we know what the Lord's plan is for our lives. We need to understand who he is, what he's promised us, what he's doing in our life, what he's capable of doing. Don't let nobody deceive you. He said, for many shall come in my name saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Haven't we seen that in our lifetime? Men who have came and led folks astray, and they're giving their lives for men that are led by the enemy. But Jesus is giving a warning. He's telling the saints of this day. He's headed to the cross. He said, I want you to understand the time. He says in verse 6, and you shall hear wars and rumors of wars. Have anybody heard of any wars or rumors of wars lately?
Yeah.
Look how many we've seen in our lifetime since World War II. Normally it's 40 years between world wars, what we've seen. And we're past that. And look at all the nations that can't get along with each other. Oh, what are we going to do about North Korea? Oh, Russia's building up their war machine. And, you know, all this kind of stuff. Jesus said there would be wars and rumors of wars. Watch this. All of us said, watch the news. He said, but he said, see that you be not troubled. Don't get so caught up with the stuff that you're hearing that we get our eyes off of Jesus and what he's saying. So he says, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. So let's not think it strange, some of the things that we're seeing happening today in our world. It's just a sign of the time that we're living in. It's something to let us know that time is winding up. And we're going to see in a couple more passages here later on that we need to be rapture ready. We need to be ready to be caught up out of here anytime, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. He says, for nation shall rise against nation. They even got the Brexit going on over in London and England and, you know, the exit from the European Union. All this, it's a lot of stuff happening. We need to understand the times that we're living in. He said, a kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. I remember a long time ago, folks would say in Oklahoma, well, I ain't moving to California. Too many earthquakes down there. And now they're having earthquakes. And I mean, they're having multiple earthquakes every week. You can run, but you can't hide. Well, these are the times that we're living in. He said, and these are the beginning of sorrows. So don't jump out the boat yet. Don't give up. Don't wave the white flag yet. These are the beginnings of sorrow. But where do our help come from, saint? I can't hear you. Where do our help come from? Woo, hallelujah. The Lord is the Lord is my strong tower. Amen. He's my help. He's my strength. He never lost a battle. I can rest in him. He knows where we're at.
Amen.
He knows where I'm at.
Yes.
He knows when we lay down and when we rise up.
Yes.
He knows that at some time, you know, I always have for years, you know, sometime when I first lay down at night, my heart kind of skips a beat, I kind of snap up. But, you know, I can't stay awake all night. I got to go to sleep in Jesus, you know. And so far, he woken me up every morning, and I say, thank you, Lord. Amen. Life and death is in God's hand. Praise the Lord. I'm going to trust him and hold on to God's unchanging hand. He said, all these are the beginning of sorrow. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Some of us that's going to stand for Jesus Christ in these crazy times that we're living in, going to face some persecution. And that is not just a thought, it's a reality. But for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. For me and 3P's, we're going to serve the Lord. You know, we're going to do what the Lord says. See, I believe in being an upright citizen, obeying the laws of the land. But if man's law get out of harmony with God's law, I'm done. That's where I draw the line. You know, it was an Esther over there. She said, if I perish,
let me perish,
but I'm going to see the king. Ooh, hallelujah. Old song said, if I die now, I won't have to die no more. If I die to self, if I die to pride, if I die to all this stuff of the world and grab Jesus as my Lord, then I won't have to die no more. Because when I leave this old body, I'm going to step into glory.
All right.
I'm going to step into that land where there'll be no more crying and no more dying. No more sickness and no more pain. Ooh, every day gonna be Sunday. The Sabbath will have no end.
Amen.
And I'll just walk around heaven all day. Ooh, I just want to see Jesus. He said in verse 10, and then shall many be offended. Some people are offended today because of who you are. Because of what you stand for. And they will label you. But that's all right. You just do the will of the Lord and let God take care of the rest.
Amen.
And shall betray one another and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. The way we war against that is having a working knowledge of the word of God. We have to have that thing that David had said, my soul longs, yes, even faint for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cried out for the living God. I want to be immersed in the Spirit of God. Thank you, Lord. He says, and because, listen to this, and because iniquity, because wickedness shall abound. Gary and I, we were talking about this on yesterday. The love of many shall wax cold. Look at some of the things that are happening in the news. And I don't even look at a lot of news no more, but you got to see some of this stuff. 18-year-old boy shot his mother to death with a shotgun.
Oh my gosh.
The man in Corona that's been killed and no doubt dismembered his son. Little 10-year-old boy. Family over in L.A. that's the killed the little baby girl that left out here in Azusa somewhere hanging out of a bag. Because iniquity shall abound. The love of many shall wax cold. This wasn't written yesterday. This has been 2,000 years ago.
That's right.
Understanding the times that we're living in.
Yes.
We need to be very sure that our anchor holds.
Yes.
And that it grips a solid rock, and that rock is Jesus.
Yes.
He says, but he that shall endure to the end.
All right.
In the midst of all the suffering, all of the pain, all of the heartache, the sickness and the death, the persecution. He said, but he who endures, sister Nola, to the end, it shall be saved.
Yes.
Saints, let's understand the times that we're living in.
Yes.
And then Jesus said in verse 14, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached.
Yes.
And it is being preached.
Yes.
24/7, airwaves, radio, TV, satellite. This word has been preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations that Jesus is Lord, and then shall the end come.
Yes, God.
Let's understand the times. The word is going forth all day long in the dark places where it's never gone before.
Yes.
And when this gospel is preached to the whole world, then the end
Hallelujah.
Shall come. Watch this. Luke 21, 34 through 36. Understanding the times. He said, but take heed to yourself. You know, watch yourself. Like Mother Catherine used to say, mind your genetics. Whatever that meant, you watch yourself. But take heed to yourself lest your hearts be weighed down. The very core of a person's being be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and cares of this life. Listen, drunkenness, you can understand. Carousing, you can understand. And the cares of this life is in the same category. God is saying, keep your eyes on me. Trust in me. Looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. He said, in the cares of this life, and that day come on you unexpectedly. Whether it's the rapture, or whether it's death, or whatever it may be, we need to be ready.
Yes.
And we tripping today over stuff that don't even matter.
That's
sometimes.
That's right.
Can't have faith before. Mad about something that happened 50 years ago. Let it go.
Amen.
Let it go. I think you don't have to let it. Let some of this stuff go. It's not that serious. Get your mind on Jesus. We're going to have a time. When all of God's children get together, what a time, what a time. What a time. We don't need to be so earthly bound that we're no heavenly good. We are vice versa. We need to be ready for Jesus to come at any time.
Right.
The old son said, I'll be somewhere working for my Lord.
That's right.
When he called me, I'm going to answer. I'll be somewhere working for the Lord. Let me read this in context. But take heed to yourself, lest your hearts be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and cares of this life, and that day come on you unexpectedly, for it will come as a snare on all those who dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch therefore.
Mm-hmm.
Pay attention therefore.
Yeah.
Be alert therefore.
Yeah.
Get your mind on Jesus therefore. And pray always.
Yes.
Sometimes, no. Always, and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and stand before the Son of Man. Wow. We're going to have to stand before the Son of Man.
Yes, we will.
We're going to stand before Jesus and give an account for every idle word that comes out of our mouth.
Yes.
And guess what? I'm saying, God, here I am. You already know my heart. You know my mind. You know who I am, Lord. 2 Peter 3, 10 through 13. Understanding the times. I don't want us to get comfortable or to get complacent is a better word. I don't want us to just to do church. I want us to be the church.
Right.
God is still working miracles. He's still saving. He's still delivering. He's still setting free. And I'm sure if I ask the question, there's some witnesses in the house that he's still saving. That he's still blessing. 2 Peter 3, 10 through 13. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night.
Mm-hmm.
Have anybody ever been robbed?
Yes.
Your house ever been broken into?
Yes.
Car stolen?
Yes.
Did you get a phone call or a text saying, hey, we're coming over at midnight. Go take your car. You know, don't be like when they broke into Santa's house over in Pomona. It was bad enough they took all the jewelry. But when they took the steaks out the freezer, now I was. That's when I got mad. I can understand this other stuff, but they took the steaks. And I didn't know he was coming, see? Because if I had known he was coming, I could have done something about it. At least hide the steaks. You know. But the day of the Lord, that day when Jesus breaks the cloud.
Yes.
That day that's going to sit in flow those 7 years that Daniel spoke about.
Yes.
Those things that John the Revelator says that the Lord is going to keep us away from in Revelation 3 and 10 because we trust in the Lord and we're going to be caught up. He said, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise. The heavens, the galaxies, the stars, the planets, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up. We just got to understand the times here. Therefore, see, it's good to know what the therefore is there for, because we've talked about some of these other passages that takes us here. Therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, here's the question, saint. What manner of person ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness? Mm-hmm. Is that all right?
Okay.
That's the word, isn't it? So since we know the time is coming, one day time will be no more. One day we're going to stand before Christ. What manner of people should we be? What manner of person should I be? Should I be a praying person? A person of faith, a loving person, a person that want to do what's right in the sight of the Lord, even though I might blow it. God, I'm sorry. Help me, Lord. See, stand back up and dust myself off and move on in the spirit. What manner of people or person are you to be in holy conduct and godliness? Looking, what are we looking at today? What are we looking at? What is it that's captivating all of our time?
All right.
All of our energy. All of our conversation. What is the main focus today? I hope it's Jesus. I hope it's heaven. I hope it's God help. See, that's where it should be. God, we don't know what to do. Help, Lord. He said, therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of person ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for and in a hurry, hastening the coming of the day of God? It shouldn't be a day of horror and terror for those who love Jesus.
All right.
This is a time for those who don't know the Lord. There's going to be a time of terror. He says, because of which the heavens will be dissolved, being on fire, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, the saints of God, we, no soldiers, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens. Is anybody looking for a new heaven?
Amen.
Watch this. Look for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells.
Yes,
there'll be no unrighteousness. There'll be no stacked court systems. There'll be nobody, none of this wrong folks going to college for the right price. No, in heaven, it's going to be righteousness. See, and that's why the Lord tells us today, righteousness exalts a nation. But sin is a reproach to any people. I just want to be right before the Lord. And I thank God that I don't have no righteousness of my own.
That's right, amen.
I have a foreign righteousness. I have a righteousness been applied to me by the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
So when God sees me, he sees the blood of Jesus. I've made my peace with God. Have you made your peace with God?
All right.
Thank you, Lord. Understanding the times. Let me get a couple more passages. I'm gonna shut it down here. Let's look at 1 Thessalonians 4, 16 through 18. I'll skip 13, 14, and 15. It's comforting, especially when we're encouraging those who in a bereaved state. But it's all tied together from the first verse to this one. But with respect to what we're talking about, it says, for the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout.
Yeah.
I won't have ears to hear the shout.
That's right.
With the voice of an archangel. Mm-hmm. This is some powerful stuff we're talking there, y'all. This ain't Mary Poppins or Mary Had a Little Lamb. Mm-hmm. Humpty Dumpty. This is the word of God. He's telling us that something is going to take place. Are we understanding the times? Please, we should never let the word of God just bounce off of us and be going on about our business.
Amen.
God's word is to give us something to think about.
Yes.
For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God. Mm-hmm. Man, you're talking about living in great expectation. And the dead in Christ will rise first. You know, those who've gone on before us, who love Jesus. They're going to be caught up out of those graves and reunited with their glorified body. You know, when the rapture takes place, this you talk about some noise, some shaking going on around here. Some of us have seen them left behind movies where the pilot is now been caught up and the plane is out of control. We looked at that many, many years ago. My little nephew, he said, "Well, I'm scared straight." We was trying to get him to live right, but when he saw that movie and then got lined up in his word, he said, "Okay, I got it." So the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we.
That's right.
Then we.
Yes.
I want to be that we. No, let me put it this way. I am part of that we. Salvation is a no-so salvation. If you got to have somebody tell you you're saved, listen, just go and get saved. Make sure you save for yourself.
That's it.
According to the word of God. Because folks will have you jumping through hoops and you still don't be saved.
Right.
But when you call on the name of the Lord Jesus,
yes,
and repent from your heart of your sins and ask Christ to come into your life, then the blood of Jesus is applied to your life and you become a part of the we.
Yes.
He said, so then we who are alive, that could be today. One day, Ralph and I, we was out on the golf course and there was some pretty old white clouds out there and a lot of blue sky. And he said, "It sure be a nice day for the rapture." I said, "I know that's right, brother. Beam me up, Jesus. You know, I forgive Scotty because his machine might not work. But beam me up, Jesus." Amen. He said, "Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air."
Yes. Okay.
And watch this. "And thus we shall always."
That's right. "Be with the Lord."
"And thus we shall forever,"
mm-hmm,
"be with the Lord." Watch this. "Therefore, comfort one another with these words." When somebody is down and out, don't try to tell them who to vote for. Tell them, look, it's going to be all right in Jesus' name.
Amen.
We're more than conquerors through him who loved us. You know, God is our strong tower. He's the present help in trouble. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together.
That's right.
Let's quit the pity part and get into the praise part. Get into the hallelujah to the Lamb of God.
Thank you,
Lord. So the last verse, 1 Corinthians 15 and 58. "Therefore, my beloved sisters and brothers, be steadfast." Be steadfast. Unmovable. That's talking about in your faith. In your relationship with God. In your understanding of the truth of the gospel, be steadfast. God don't want us to be wishy-washy. James said, "A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways." Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. He's given us the antidote. So therefore, my beloved brother, be steadfast, immovable. Watch this. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. What are we working for? What are we working, trying to do? We should be working for the Lord. Doing what he's called us to do. I don't want us to have church. We need to be the church. People are dying. People are sick. People are in prison. People are messed up. And they need the word of God. We need to be always abounding in the work of the Lord. Watch this. "Knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." God, he will repay. He will recompense. He will reward.
Amen.
For us doing that which he has called us to do.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Understanding the time. Saints, let's understand the time. Let's get busy for God.
Yeah.
Let's keep Jesus on our mind. Let's pray for those who don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
Let's bless those who curse us. Let's hold up the bloodstained banner for the Lord. Let's believe God for the impossible. Let's believe that God is still raising the dead. He's still healing the sick. He's still making ways out of no way. That's the God we serve. So I just thank the Lord. I bless the Lord. I understand the time. I know the time is fleeting. But you know what? There's loved ones we're going to see again. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the blessed hope that we have in Jesus. So, saints, I just want to stir your mind today. That's all. If you want to stir your mind in the way of the Lord. There's too many distractions out there. We can't hear God for all the noise sometimes. That's why he's given us the opportunity to pray. That's why he's given us the opportunity to study his word. That's why he's given us the earnest of his spirit, that we don't have to be caught up with the things of this world and bring no fruit to fruition. But thank God for Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Pastor Doc, would you just come on up and
hallelujah. Come on, say hallelujah.
Give you power. In Jesus. Amen. Amen. Blessings to you.